Today on the Camomile Ag Report, you'll hear a portion of an interview I did with Missouri State Fair Director Mark Wolf toward the end of the fair about the success of the Missouri State Fair at that point. Mark, it's been a great fair so far. We're right here. We got some big pumpkins and watermelons to look at.
Yeah, we do, Larry. And big is might be an understatement. I think the first place in the pumpkin is 700. I can't see it from here. It's over 700 pounds. Yeah, just pretty neat. I was actually talking to the gentleman we just took some pictures with, had the largest watermelon.
Oh,
and I think it came in at 100 pounds.
Oh.
And he said, but that's really not a very good one. He said, we've won down here with 175-pound watermelons. And I was asking him the question. I said, well, what caused that? And he said, too much water. Well, you know, so normally that's not something you hear in agriculture unless it's a flood, you know.
Right,
and I'm sure his garden didn't get flooded, but he said he was really concerned this year that they wouldn't have anything that produced to the level that could compete. And so obviously he's had a few that worked out, and it's a pretty neat display.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. 700 pounds, it takes quite a lot to get that carried in here.
Yeah, they all three, first, second, third place, and all over 700 pounds, I believe. Came in on one trailer, and it's kind of unique to watch how we get them off with this satchel bag system, you know, when that. But you literally use manpower to pick it up and set it on the scales and then set it in place. And I've been on the that duty before over here helping, and it's they're a load, that's for sure.
I can imagine. Well, let's go back a few days, go back to the opening ceremony. Always a great ceremony there, kind of gets everybody in the mood, kicks things off for this, and this year was no exception. Had a really, really nice opening ceremony.
We did. Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh was our keynote, and did a great job. He's a great guy, big fan of the fair, so he's a great partner in what we do over here. And had a great event. You know, no better place than here on the south side of the Ag Building. And the nice thing was, it was nice and cloudy that morning, the opening day, so it was very cool. And I think people really enjoyed it. Had a great ceremony and a great way to kick off the fair.
Have you had good crowds at the concerts so far?
We were down a little bit over the first three or four days there. I had kind of a rough night that Friday with that concert. Good crowd at the Saturday night concert for Brantley Gilbert. Didn't get quite to where we would like to have been, but I think we were around 6,000 people at that. So it was a good concert. Concerts moving forward have been actually better in sales. And the last two nights had a great concert. Last night with the Christian concert, night before with Tyler Childers was a great crowd. So it's doing well, and we just need this weather to cooperate. It's keeping us on our toes. They had us hopping and evacuating campers last night, and I think we got the same scenario tonight. Hopefully it's after midnight. It sounds like we spoke with the meteorologist this morning, and it looks like it's kind of I-70 and north.
I'll have more with Mark Wolf and the success of the Missouri State Fair this year on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.